Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here on the big nooner. Coming up at 1 o'clock, you'll get Ducks Insider from 1 to 2 with Joey Mack. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3, and then it's primetime, baby. Full force back in action. Isaac Everett Rupp, Jason Chukanik, into your eyeballs, earballs, whatever they are, from 3 to 7, finishing up all the way home. 13 hours of continuous, live, local, regional sports talk radio. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Final Consultation. We'll take any of your questions and desires and needs, whatever tickles your fancy. Come across the board there at 12:15. If we get enough of them, as they're starting to pour in, as we get enough of them, we will do a double seggy. If not, we'll probably talk some basketball because there's hoops tonight. Hoops tonight. You know what? My wife does not know that the NBA starts tonight, Ooh. And I think it is going to devastate her when she finds that out.
Why?
Because I'm going to watch basketball tonight.
Well, be careful here, because there's 82 of these things.
I know. Look, you're the psychopath that's going to make me talk Blazers every day.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Make sure you aren't using them up for other games.
I follow. Like, are you wink, wink, don't watch the league, just watch Blazers?
Just to ease her into that a little bit, because this is not football, brother.
If I get 18 weeks... If I get 82 games, mm-hmm. I should choose all of them to be Blazer games?
I would choose most of them, at least 65 of them, to be Blazers games.
One for each loss the Blazers have this year. Yeah. Boom, roasted.
Roasted. But, yeah, no, we do have official NBA action. The NBA is underway tonight.
It's going to feel so good. It's going to feel so damn good. All right, well, let's get into this. I've been thinking about this for the last few days, and if you listen to this program, this station, you know, I think we've all been across the board on all our shows just fascinated with the kind of death march that college football coaches have been given this season, all for very, very different reasons. So I was thinking about the best route to go when you fire a coach, because we've got three ways to do it here that I've seen so far. You have the James Franklin route, which is kind of the classic tarmac, adios, you're done. There is the Billy Napier situation of, you know, we're going to wait till the bye comes. Everybody knows this dude's getting fired, but we're not going to do it quite yet. And then he gets fired after a win. That tells me you knew when you were going to do it.
So what are you doing?
So what are you doing?
It must have been something to do with money or booster or something.
Something.
It's something that's not
It
top
could be
level.
The bye week even.
Yeah.
Just to get an interim in there. And then the third one is this Mike Norvell situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I sit on should Mike Norvell be fired, and that's kind of not what this is about. But Florida State has come out and said that they will wait till the end of the season to evaluate Mike Norvell's situation. That, to me, says you're going to fire him. Because I also read an article that said to fire Norvell, to get rid of, buy out all of his assistants, and go get a new head coach, it's going to cost them $100 million. Mm-hmm. Florida State have that? Probably. They probably can pull that together to do it. That's a lot of money. You better not screw up this coaching hire.
You probably also have to get to the end of the season to make sure you do get all of the money necessary. And if you do have it, is that the way you want to spend it?
Right. How would you want to if this is your school, if you were Penn State, Florida, or Florida State, which of these routes is the better route for the future of your team? It's Penn State. It's just adios.
It's just make the decision and now
rip the Band-Aid.
Maybe I'm being naive here. Because what that does is that does open you up the transfer portal earlier. And now more coaches and organizations, universities, whatever you want to call them, programs, can come in and steal your guys sooner.
But that's why I might argue the Mike Norvell route is the better route to go.
Sure. But now you're also limiting your options. Now you're under more of a time crunch. Your recruiting can't recover. Your staff that you come in, that comes in, has
to hit the
ground.
It's a little more like prevent defense.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And you know what prevents defense does?
Prevents championships.
Well, it prevents you from winning.
Well, yeah.
Same thing.
And yeah. Oh, really? I always know prevent defense prevents championships.
See, I've always heard it prevents winning.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Scary money don't make money, but in football.
Yeah, so, you know, and
I think there's good arguments to make for both sides of that coin.
I hate the Billy Napier way.
The ubiquitous, we're going to fire you, but we're going to go another week. Trent Bray.
Yeah.
Like,
the Trent Bray.
Everyone knows. What are we doing?
Jonathan Smith, dude. We know, bro.
Just go.
Just get him out.
Like that part of it, yes. I think we're in lockstep of like, we all knew 5 weeks ago or 5 weeks before the firing, Bray had to go.
Yeah. Had to go.
And so what are you waiting for?
Yeah. I think I will double down though. I think I have so much fear of the Penn State situation of losing commits, guys jumping in the portal, dudes that might have stayed a year but are now like, you know what, fourth round in the NFL doesn't sound too bad. I'll just go early. That would scare me a lot.
Okay.
Because Penn State, whoever they hire, and I think they'll get a good coach, whoever they settle on, whatever price they send over to old Terry Saban, see if she's okay with that. Mm-hmm. They could have a rough year next year. And I feel like Florida State might be in a better situation to have a better year by keeping Norvell till the end of the year.
Why? Because you still open yourself up to the portal. And if you think those kids that have agents...
Aesthetic. I think it's aesthetic.
Okay. Because here's the pushback. Those kids have agents, those high-level guys. If you don't think that they're taking phone calls and they're getting those opportunities already, just because the firing hasn't been made... You're crazy. We've heard Nemec talk about this before Bray was fired. The guys were already, you know, at Oregon State, were already looking for somewhere else.
Well, that one you knew. I don't think they know if Mike Norvell's getting fired. I'm not guaranteed that Mike Norvell is getting fired.
I mean,
I'm not.
Come on.
What? It's better than he was last year.
Sure, but the only thing preventing it right now is
that's
the money.
That's a bar low enough to jump over.
And I think Norvell's a good coach.
Yeah,
but
it came out of my mouth and I was like,
yeah, you don't believe it. You know what I mean? Like, I think Norvell's a good coach, but I think it's just not working there for whatever reason. Now, you can talk about the boosters and the people at the top and the ACC of it all and all of the dumb stuff that comes with Florida State, Clemson, and what's going on with those two schools and their conference and where they're going to be and how they're going to do it and suing the state and suing schools and blah, 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 and all of that. There's plenty of blame to go around.
Mm-hmm. When you're looking for a new coach, the Franklin way is probably the better way.
Yeah.
Because you get out in front of it first.
And you have...
What's the most marquee job open right now? It's Penn State.
Yeah. Well, Penn State or Florida. Depends on how you look at it.
Depends on how you look at it. I think right now it's Penn State. I think Florida has some unrealistic expectations down there that I don't want to follow up with.
The expectations at Penn State were the championship this year. Just remember.
That was just this year, though.
Okay.
Florida thinks they should be winning 12 games every year.
Which team, which university, which program in the last 20 years has multiple titles?
That would be Florida.
Okay. Just
thus creating unrealistic expectations.
I don't think they're unrealistic.
I still think that Penn State, though, has a better chance of succeeding in the Big Ten than Florida does in the SEC.
Sure.
Ding.
What is one of the three hottest recruiting beds in the country?
Florida.
Okay.
Florida, Texas, and Cali.
Yep.
And these days, that doesn't matter with NIL deals because people and teams, the good recruiting teams, they go out all over the country.
Sure.
Oregon is hitting places all over the country. They're getting kids out of Florida, Georgia, Texas, Alabama.
You know what's better is when they're in your backyard.
But Penn State also had a leg up on Florida to go, like, already start talking to dudes to see who they want.
Well, take
legal tampering, as Jeff Russ would call it.
Gotta hit you.
But you know what I mean.
I do. I get it. The Penn State, Florida, which job is a better job is a fascinating argument, is a fascinating conversation because I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think right now I
am sure it's Penn State.
I think I would rather coach at Penn State than Florida. Patrick Harris, 10 toes down, I would rather coach at Florida at Penn State than Florida.
Because even at Penn State, you know that you're still dealing with Ohio State. And even though Michigan is down right now, Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, there's going to be some Washington things, whatever, what have you. But in the SEC, you're always going to be looking up at Alabama and Georgia and but Florida.
Now Texas.
Texas, Oklahoma, yes. But Florida and their school and that organization, that fan base, they don't look at it that way.
Mm-mm, they don't.
Well, here's the thing, though. Before Kirby, Georgia wasn't this.
Georgia was a top mid-tier SEC program.
Before Saban, Alabama wasn't this after Bear Bryant.
No, Mike Price recruited one guy and then got fired, and Shula was a disaster.
So this whole idea of, like, you can't step up and another team takes a step back I don't believe in it at all.
I agree with you. I
Texas
agree with
A&M,
you.
Look where they are right now.
I agree with you as well, but Nick Saban retired, and Alabama's a top 10 team.
Sure.
So it's like, I get it that you can't.
They got
get
their
up there.
Hiring right.
Understood. But, like, those guys aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, but look at Texas A&M. Elko might be the guy, and there they are.
And Elko might be the guy at Penn State next year.
But my point is, if you get Oregon, they were not what they are now before landing. They were ascending, certainly.
And that's the whole
Chip
thing.
Chip had him running high. Helfrich brought it down. Taggart destroyed it, and Cristobal left it and peed on it.
Well, and that's a perfect example almost of what I was going to say is that if you get it right, a lot of the times teams don't get it right. Schools don't get it right.
That's true.
And but then you wind up with Willie Taggart.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're talking about, like, Florida, if you're talking about resources, recruiting ground, weather, taxes, opportunity,
Maybe we phrased this wrong.
And in the SEC, you're still probably number four, number five in that
regard. Yeah, maybe we phrased this wrong. Florida might be a better job than Penn State. I don't want it.
That's fair. That's entirely fair. But that's the thing is, like, you have to have a guy somewhere that wants it. Somebody wants to take on that opportunity. Look, where I give Lanning all the credit is he could have jumped ship multiple times. He may eventually do it. I don't think so. I think he might be a guy that's at Oregon for 15 years.
I think he might be too.
But if he went somewhere else, like the NFL, I wouldn't be shocked.
No, I'd be more surprised if he went somewhere in college football.
Sure,
I
mean, can
Florida State throw 100 mil at Dan Lanning?
But you understand what I'm saying? Like,
Is Florida State a better job than Oregon?
No. Shut your mouth. No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's not a shot at Ducks fans and saying you're a stepping stone or anything like that. I'm just talking about in general. Like, if you just get it right. And getting it right is hard.
It is.
Getting it right is hard, man. Like, it really, really, really is.
Yeah, to use the Ducks as a great example after Bilotti, like, what were you going to do? And the answer was Chip.
Well, Michigan.
And Chip turned out pretty good, I would say.
Michigan went through it, and they got Harbaugh. And remember, Harbaugh struggled early, and they kind of built
struggled
it
a lot.
And then they turned into a freaking power.
Yeah. And Sharon Moore is tearing it down.
But you understand, like, that's what I mean. That's the difference between getting it right and getting it wrong. It's very easy to get it wrong. It's hard to get it right. Ryan Day, even though he was really good.
Was getting fired last year.
Yes.
About to win back-to-back natties.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, if you get it right, you can talk about what the SEC is. Florida has the potential to run the SEC.
They do.
Like, this is not Mississippi State. This is not old. Like,
although I would like it to be Mississippi State.
But you know what I mean? Like, I do. Those schools, they don't have that chance. They don't have the resources. They don't have the backing. They don't have the juice. Florida has the juice.
They do.
We've seen it recently.
Yeah, I think it's called Tropicana.
Mm. Unless it freezes.
High quality orange juice.
Until it freezes over.
High quality
oranges die.
Don't you say that. I love oranges. Mm. All right. It's your last chance for final consultation questions. Well, not your last chance, but get those in. 503-864-6326. We'll help you out in any way, shape, or form we can. Got a couple already in the tube right now for you or over on the YouTube chat. Hang out with us. We're having a great time. Final consultation is next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for your free consultation.
Don't sweat it. It's a freebie.
Every Tuesday at 12:15, the firm of Harris and Marang dishes advice.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Sports, life, your questions answered at your own risk. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Gangster indeed.
All right, this is Final Consultation. Do it every single Tuesday at 12:15. Still got time to get some questions in if you got them, if you need them from us. 503-864-6326. Also over on the YouTube chat as well. Are you ready to give terrible advice today, Danny?
Sure.
Or are you going to try to give good advice?
I mean, I always want to give good advice.
I think I'm going to try to give bad advice.
That's fun.
I always want to be the heel, and I just can't do it. I just don't have it in me.
You can't.
Boss yelled at me one day. He was like, you said you were going to be a heel, and then you completely caved like 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, man, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
That's how we came up with 10 toes down, because you're a coward.
Oh, no, I'm just hesitant. Is hesitant a better word than coward?
No.
No, he's not listening.
No, he's not. But that's okay. You look, there's cats are cowardly. You know, the cowardly lion. You and Jeff Rust are both cat people, but you're both very different cats. He's orange cat.
Oh, man, I wanted to be orange cat.
No, he's got orange cat behavior.
Dang it. No. I love the orange cat.
No, he has got reckless orange cat, I don't give a bleep cat, just behavior. You've got, you know, something moved across the house on the other floor and you're jumping cat behavior.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I saying meow?
Yeah. Am I jumping on nimbly bimbly? Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
Do you see me eating mice?
God, it's one of the best scenes ever. One of the best scenes ever.
Just leans back in.
Ma.
Consultation question. We'll dive right into this. Driving up to Portland today to catch Mick Foley's one-man show.
Mm.
Can you, Danny, give me one good reason why I should camp out in my rig overnight so I can watch the Blazers season opener tomorrow?
Season openers rule.
Do they?
Season openers rule.
Are so they fun?
Oh, yeah. So what the Blazers have historically done, I don't know if they're doing this yet. I should know, but I'm just going on faith. What they've done in the past is some individual version of individual introductions for every player on the roster. And historically, they do something like each player comes down a separate set of stairs.
Oh, okay.
And they've got the new video board in the center, and they've got the new video boards in the end zones that they've got some cool stuff. I know some of the people on the broadcast team, the game ops team, that have kind of told me some of the stuff that they're working on. I feel like it's going to be pretty legit. I feel like it's going to be pretty cool. Like the Blazers game ops, Todd Bosman is the best game ops, like, you know, pregame, timeout, all that kind of stuff in the business. But you got Mark Mason on the mic. Mark is very likely going to do a full-on introduction for Yong Hansen in Mandarin.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he been working on Mandarin?
He did it for Nurk in Bosnian. Like he did Batum in French. So he's always done that for those guys that are international. Has that little bit of flavor. He's worked some Belgian in for Tumani. Like, yeah, it's dope.
That's exciting.
Like that, the first game, first home game of the season always has juice. Like there's always something cool about it. They always want to make it special. And you get to see what this team looks like. You get to see Yong Hansen in his actual NBA debut. You get to see what this, like, Drew Holiday is a trailblazer.
Future Blazer legends Tumani Kamara and Shaedon Sharpe.
Who just signed their new contracts. Like, there is a million things to go out there for. But
Dame
but,
will be in the house. You know he'll be in the house.
He's either going first or last.
Yeah.
Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I got a little bit of chills.
And that's the thing. Dame is going to get his full-on TV introduction back to the Portland Trailblazers. And I bet you they put him last. Because that roar is going to be insane.
It'll be big.
I'm getting kind of jacked about it. So yeah, I can give you a million reasons to be there to hang out overnight. Because it to be honest, it rules.
I think lost in this a little bit too is the one man show of Mick Foley.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, people have been telling me on the text line, YouTube channel all week, but like how I didn't make this appointment viewing, I'm not sure.
Because you knew it was NBA opening night.
Is it Mankind? Is it Dude Love?
I just want to know, is there
Chainsaw
a
Chainsaw Charlie?
Right?
No, sorry, he's Cactus Jack.
No, that was
Jack.
Terry Funk,
Terry
wasn't
Funk
it?
Is Chainsaw Charlie. Cactus Jack. That was always big Cactus
there
Jack guy.
Yeah, even right now, the YouTubes are like, yeah, I'm going opening night. I'm stoked for it. Like, it is. It is a cool event. Opening night always rules. It does.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, it is always a little bit more of a spectacle. They definitely there's always a little bit more juice.
Is the shine taken off because there's a good chance they lose tomorrow?
No, not necessarily. I mean, they played the Timberwolves, what, the game 5 and 6 last year? Or game 7 last year?
Still just a party.
Isn't that what Donovan went 17-12-7 or 17-12-8? It was early in the season. He had a monster game where he had 5 blocks in the fourth quarter, and Minnesota looked disjointed as hell. I think they beat him twice, if I remember right. No, that was the Pelicans. My bad.
Somebody on the text line thinks I'm more of a Calico cat.
Calico?
I could see that.
Yeah. I got a little orange in me. My gray tabby, she's got a little orange.
I was going to say, because the orange, that's usually a tabby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we said you were orange cat.
You get to be orange tabby.
You were taking care of
the fat one that likes to eat lasagna.
Yes, no, it's, look, I'm not going to lie.
For the record, I'm jealous, Rust.
He wanted to be you, and I was like, no, I did have Garfield in my head when I was like, Jeff Rust is orange cat energy. Because you guys are both, because we were talking about him being a coward. And you were not cowardly cat.
A couple other phrases.
You know what? Look, I might be. I'm not going to lie.
If you guys are both cats in the pecking order of cowardly, he is winning the gold medal.
A couple other words used on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Yikes. Diplomatic. Diplomatic, I like that word.
That sounds good.
Also,
diplomatic is a word that a coward would use.
Also, Patrick just sounds like a well-trained married man. You damn right, baby.
There we go. Happy wife, happy life.
There we go.
I wish I knew how that goes.
My wife thanks you for that one. Mm-hmm. My wife thanks
you. Your wife texting in. I don't want to hear it.
She's busy teaching preschoolers the future of America, all right?
It's nap time. Don't fool me.
You're telling me, man, I'm going home taking a nap for show. Then I'm going to mow the lawn, and then I'm going to take another nap for show.
We got the daycare
next door. Then I'm going to start drinking. Mm.
We got the daycare home next door to us.
Mm.
One of our great pleasures in life is going out and firing up the leaf blower or the lawnmower during nap time.
Like I said,
that is orange, savage, Jeff
Orange Russ. Cat energy.
That is savage, dude.
Those are children, Jeff Ross.
That is messed up, brother.
They should have picked a different daycare because they are a-holes.
Wow. Wow. Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. When we come back, maybe some more free consultation or we'll talk hoops. I'm not sure. We'll let you guys decide out there. Get some texts in 503-864-6326 or over there in the YouTube chat. But for the last time today, at least on this show, we'll send it to the Kahuna for sports.
You ever had a big Kahuna burger?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Take them straight to the
You guys are killing me on the text line here right now, 503-864-6326. So my sister would always turn up the music and just make noise at nap time, so after a while, those kids could sleep through anything.
Mm.
I mean, that's kind of how I am. I don't know if the leaf blower's waking me up.
Little trauma bonding?
Yeah, I don't know if the leaf blower's waking me up. I can sleep through a lot.
Yeah,
man.
I can too.
Danny is a Maine Coon. He's a cat as well. You can't get out of this.
Oh, no.
Dude, look, Maine Coons are
awesome.
Look,
if I'm going to be a cat, I'm going to be a Maine Coon.
Dude, Maine Coons are so awesome. I want two of them so bad. Poncho and Lefty, dude. That's my dream.
Maine Coons rule. Maine Coons and Manxes are two of my favorite. Like, if I have to have a cat, like, it will be one of those two.
Yeah.
Because they're not really cat-like. They're the most dog-like cat that exists.
I think one of our cats, one of my three, has a little bit of Maine Coon in him.
Yeah. Is he enormous?
He's a big dude.
There you go. Yeah.
He's long hair, big dude.
Yeah. He's a medium hair, big dude. He's chunky and he's got like the tufts of hair between the toes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's the thing is that I don't have hairy feet.
I've got hobbit feet.
Do you?
I'm sure that doesn't shock anyone.
It's not really.
Well, I wear size 12 shoes.
I mean, you and Rust are just giant balls of fur.
What size shoes do you wear?
12 and a half.
I wear 12s.
Yeah. That's
5'6".
I'm only an 11.
Yeah. It's very hard for me. Like I'm wearing. You can see what I'm wearing. I'm wearing Nike Prestos. If you look at most of the shoes that
I don't know what Prestos are.
Well, they're all like, most of the shoes that I wear pretty regularly. I don't know if you've ever noticed this are mesh because like a 12 and a half doesn't really exist. So I either go with a 12 that's not a tight shoe,
so it'll breathe
and it'll open up, or a 13 that's a little bit loose. So it's always like. Ugh.
I mean, I wear off-brand dad shoes, orthopedics.
Yeah, I started running again, and I've transitioned to, like, expensive running shoes. Let me tell you, man, you pay money for them, but boy, do they feel good. And that's not because I'm, like, this uber athlete. It's because I'm fat, old, and broken, and I have to have them. And now when I wear shoes, like, I wear Jordan 1 Lows pretty regularly, and I can't wear them all the time now. Like, I had to go get insoles for them. Like, actual insoles because they're not good for me to be that flat footed all the time.
I can't wear insoles because my feet are so flat that it just hurts.
It's
like trying to create an arch.
But you can get the flatter insoles, but like you need more support That's the thing that I've noticed. I need a lot more support in
but
my shoes.
The support for me involves pushing up on my flat foot, and that hurts.
Gotta push through, man.
No.
It's part of being old.
The pushing through plantar fasciitis. Mm. I can picture Patrick night before Christmas with a Santa hat on, sipping a hot toddy while building a cat tower, listening to Enya with cat on his lap. That made me giggle.
I was picturing you as a cat with a Santa hat on in a cat tower.
That's like a
just hiding in the little hole at the top.
Yeah. I would. I would sometimes I do wish I was a cat. I think it'd be fun for a day.
I mean, yeah. Look, man, the number of people have told me that I have golden retriever energy is pretty damn high. So
just chasing me around.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I mean, just you know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Pure chaos at all times.
I could see that.
And I smile through all the mischievous stuff. You ever seen those videos when people come home? Who did this? It's the golden retriever looking away, wagging his tail. Like,
wasn't me. we got NBA basketball on tonight.
We do.
Houston, OKC, Golden State, and the Lakers.
It's not pertaining to the game, but I want to ask you this question because this is not necessarily a big one for me.
Okay.
This is a 10 toes down-ish thing for me. Who is the greatest scorer in the history of the game? Because for me, he's playing tonight.
The greatest scorer, like dude gets buckets, is probably Kevin Durant.
Okay.
It's probably Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm just racking my brain and going through it. Because the dude just scores. That's what he does.
At an insane clip.
Yes. Melo was a great scorer. I know you're out on Melo.
He was not efficient.
Yeah, not efficient, but he did get buckets.
See, to me, scoring is doing it at every level, in every way possible, and efficiently.
Yeah, I think it's Kevin Durant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is going into, he has had 12 straight seasons of 25 or more a game on over 50% shooting. The only other player in NBA history to have 10, do you know who it is? Who is the most physically dominant player in the history of sports?
Shaquille O'Neal.
That is it. That is how good of a scorer Kevin Durant is. 25 a game, 50%, and it's not dunks and layups.
Kobe doesn't get a count as a scorer?
No. Nowhere, even in the same galaxy of efficiency.
What about John Havlicek?
If you want to go old guys, it's Wilt.
Kareem was a scorer.
Yep.
It's Durant, though.
But that's the thing.
From everywhere.
Like, because that's the thing. He takes, quote-unquote, the most inefficient shot in the game. Mid-range pull-ups. And he's the best mid-range shooter in the history of the game.
You know, I don't really care for Kevin Durant. He's not my cup of tea.
Oh, basketball-wise, there's very few players that I enjoy watching more than him.
Yeah, but him as a being, and not quite my cup of tea. But boy, I'm going to take the Rockets to win the finals this year because I think Durant fits on that team so well.
The Fred VanVleet injury sucks.
It does suck.
But this gives Amen Thompson the chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting because I love Amen. He's even better than I thought he would be, but the lack of shooting is a real problem. But he might just be so otherworldly talented as a defender, as a playmaker, and as a cutter. I was talking to a Blazers fan DM me the other day about what was my thoughts on Amen Thompson when he came out in the draft. And I was like, I believe everybody got it right by going Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson, Amen Thompson from a draft perspective, because Amen and both Thompson twins, their lack of shooting is so bad that they had to be so special to be great. The thing is, they might actually be that special, but it's hard to predict that. That's a very, like when you looked at Scoot or you looked at Miller and you went, he's 6'8" and can, you know, get to his spots and score all over the floor. Like it was a little bit like, for me, I projected him out as like Rashard Lewis. With Scoot Henderson, it was like, the Russell Westbrook stuff was always a little too much for me athletically. I looked at him and I was like, what if you got like bigger, stronger, like Mike Conley?
Ooh.
Mike Conley's one of my favorite. That's a really good player.
Now you're talking my language. I love Mike Conley.
That's a really, really good player. With Amen Thompson, I thought maybe he could be a version of Andre Iguodala.
Oh, fun.
And remember, Iggy.
Iggy's awesome.
Iggy is an athlete in Philly.
Pure athlete.
Is insane. But he was always a support guy. Amen might be a better athlete than Iggy, and Iggy was in the upper pantheon of athletes.
That's pretty wild to think. I just love how Houston built this team. I think they built it the right way. They're also the tallest team in the NBA. Their starting five is the tallest team in the NBA.
Well, taking Fred out of it is super helpful because now
adding Kevin Durant is also helpful.
Well, yes, but you're talking about 6'6 Amen Thompson. You're talking about 6'10 Jabari Smith Jr., 6'10 Alperen Şengün, 7 foot Kevin Durant, like, and then you've got 6'8, 6'9 Tari Eason. You know, don't get me wrong, they can go smaller when Fred and Reed Shepherd are healthy. I mean, you got two guys that are right at 6 foot tall. They get real small with the two small men guards. But the rest of that team, big as hell.
And let's not forget that Ime Udoka, who might be a creep in real life, was a damn good basketball coach.
Ime, it's for my money, the two best coaches in basketball right now. If you want to say three. Tyronn Lue, Ime Udoka, Eric Spoelstra. Those are the three best coaches.
You like Ty Lue that much?
Ty Lue's adjustments are the best in the league.
Well, at least you said my guy. Spo's my guy.
Oh, I mean, for me, for my money, it's Spo.
Yeah.
But Ime and Lue are right there.
What about Doc? Don't forget Doc.
I'm good.
You're good on Doc.
I'm good. I'm going to pull this up real quick. Cleaning the Glass, the wonderful site from Ben Falk. Kevin Durant has been in the lowest rating he has ever been for usage rate at his position in his career is his rookie year where he's in the 93rd percentile.
Whoa.
93rd percentile. And his usage rate was just under 27. And his shooting-wise, he has been, let's see, his rookie year, he was 24th percentile, 56th percentile, 71st, 59th. Since that time, he has been in the 86th percentile of effective field goal percentage or higher.
That's nuts. Like, one of the all-time greats.
You look at him in mid-range, he's been the 100th percentile three different times. The lowest he has been outside of his first 4 years is the 84th percentile. He's otherworldly as a scorer.
It's crazy that this man's knocking on 40, and I remember him at Texas like it was yesterday.
Well, I mean, look, you want to talk about pain and being a fan of a franchise? Kevin Pritchard said it when they took Greg Oden. We know Kevin Durant is going to win scoring titles. Like, everybody knew what he was going to be, and they still took Oden because of how good he could be. NBA basketball is here, and I am all for it. And they give us a couple bangers for opening night.
Yeah, we'll take a peek at what.
I'm still 10 toes down on Oden was the right choice.
Oh no, it was not with hindsight, but in that moment, yes.
We'll get to see a sneak peek of what LeBron-less Lakers future could look like.
Yeah, they're saying mid-November. Count on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We talk off air about that. There's a couple of injuries out there that are not
being fully disclosed.
Yeah. Those are already happening.
Yeah.
There's about a half dozen of them that I'm like, they're saying, oh yeah, no, we're going to check back in a couple of weeks. And I've heard, this isn't LeBron, but I've heard a couple guys like Thanksgiving to Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, that's going to change the power in some conferences.
Well, have fun tonight at 4:30. Is that the first game? 4:30 on the cock and NBC, get ready to just.
It's good.
Feels so good.
Did you hear the quasi new version?
No,
it's missing a little something. It's missing a little something.
Who are my broadcasters tonight?
Wait. Is it this one?
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Give me the ball because I'm gonna.
Noah Eagle singing that was fantastic, by the way. Fantastic.
In our small show history, that is a highlight.
That is certainly a highlight.
Yeah, but who are the announcers? I think Reggie Miller is over on NBC.
Tirico is going to be there.
Tirico?
Yes.
Calling hoops.
And I think it's going to be Tirico with Reggie Miller, if I remember correctly.
Jefferson, is Richard Jefferson over there too?
Let's see. Play-by-play from Terry Gannon and Reggie Miller for OKC.
Okay, so I screwed that one up.
Studio hosts will be Maria Taylor and Ahmed Farid with Carmelo Anthony and Vince Carter, as well as Michael Jordan's
rumored appearance.
Yeah, and it's like...
So is Tirico in L.A.?
I think so, okay. Yeah. And I wonder with these Jordan ones, I bet they're pre-produced.
Nothing is going to be live with Jordan. He lives like a recluse.
Oh, of course they're pre-produced.
He lives like a recluse,
but
dude.
I wanted Jordan maybe like have a little tequila, you know, in the commercial break and come back and just give us uncensored, like old man, like you just got to do it. Like, you know, F them kids. Like, trash some guys, lift some guys up. Like, what does he have to lose? His legacy is his legacy. He's the only guy who's like, quote unquote, a bad guy.
His legacy is protected.
Yeah, like, you rule, dude. Like, there's a picture of Michael Jordan so red-eyed carrying a bottle of tequila that everybody's like, this guy's awesome. And you're like, this guy is hammered.
So I took that personally.
Yeah, see?
These are the two teams that NBA on NBC have announced. Tirico, Reggie Miller, Jamal Crawford, Zora Stevenson. And then for the other play-calling team, Noah Eagle, Grant Hill, Ashley Shaw Amadi.
Noah Eagle and Grant Hill?
Oh, yeah.
That's college basketball life.
Well, they've already done it for Team USA, too.
Oh, they did that for Team USA? Yeah. I know they do it for college basketball
With D-Wade.
Now that Nance doesn't do college basketball anymore.
So, Noah? He's going to be in your ears a lot, which
is great. He sure is. All right, we come back. We'll wrap it up. Closing arguments is next. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us as we send you on your way, but we'll finish up with some closing arguments before you get out of here. On tomorrow's show, we'll have Tyson Alger on, as we always do at 10:30, to look at the Oregon Ducks. Coming off that big win against Rutgers, looking ahead to Wisconsin, I'd like to have the conversation about building momentum and how you get that going. So we'll do that. We'll take a peek at two lost teams in college football, and it's Blazer season. Blazer season starts tomorrow, so we'll do a deep dive, make some picks, some hot predictions. But thanks to a big shout out on the old YouTube chat for letting me know that Blazers 10 minutes ago announced their starters for tomorrow's game. Now riddle me this first, before we get into the starters, why announce it today? Why not, wait till tomorrow?
Why wait?
Well, I don't know. Cause it's a little controversial.
Chauncey Billups said he wasn't going to wait. So,
okay.
The Blazers didn't send out a press release. They said it at practice.
Yeah.
So, media availability just happened about 15 minutes ago. So,
your starters are going to be Drew Holiday at the one, Shaedon Sharpe at two, Tumani Kamara at the three.
Just get through it all. We got
Denny Avdija
and Donovan Clingan.
There's your starting five for the Blazers. I'm excited.
Yeah. No, I said yesterday, I think it was 60-40 with Jeremy. And they decided to go with Shea. Good for him.
And Lil P said this on the YouTube chat as well. I'm so hyped for that. JG will be much more effective as a sixth man, at least on the offensive side of the ball, in my opinion. I'm excited to see how Jeremy Grant deals with this.
Yeah, I think the exact opposite.
You don't think he's going to have a fun time, huh?
No, it's not about the fun time. I'm talking about with who he's out there with. I don't think, because now
the rest of the rotation.
Yeah, I think you're asking Jeremy to create. Whereas that's not where he's going to shine.
He's not going to have fun there.
Yeah. I think he may get more shots, but they're going to be more self-created. Yeah. And I don't think that's going to maximize him. But we'll see.
I'm excited. T-Wolves?
Yeah, Wolves.
Ann Edwards in town?
Yeah. Tumani and Ant. They're homies.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
Yes. You can catch me on
television. Oh, you're on TV tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude, better go home and clean up.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm
better clean yourself up.
That's why I'm wearing sweats today, because that was the last day I get to do it.
Better clean yourself up. You on TV, bro?
Yep. I'll be doing some pregame on K2 ahead of the game, and then I'll do the postgame Rip City wrap up.
Is the game on K2 tomorrow?
I don't know.
You're like, I don't care.
Well, pretty sure it's probably on the K2 2.2 KUNP 302 on your Xfinity.
Sick of you, Russ.
Look, man, I
thought we were on a team together here, buddy.
I show up and do the things.
And I'm just left out to dry.
I'm Ron Burgundy, man, except I don't have a teleprompter.
And I just try to let you all know how you can consume the game.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. I don't know how I feel about the Blazers this season.
We'll get into it tomorrow.
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to take a deep dive.
It's a lot of Blazers tomorrow. So for all the people who, the four of you that text, nobody cares. The rest of the city and the state do. Shut up and listen.
Well, just remember, I'm not the guy that tells you to shut up, okay? As long as we have that clear, I'm glad that you guys talk, and I want you to keep talking.
There you go.
That'll do it for us. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Primetime's back again, full strength tonight at 3 o'clock.
Hey,
also,
look at
the happy hour at 3. We'll turn it over to Joey Mack. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Frust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.